Hey, Terri-Ann. Hello, everyone in podcast land.
Hi, Eloise, and everyone in podcast land. So Eloise and I are super busy getting ready for the breakthrough course.
Yeah.
And what I want to talk about a little bit today, that it's almost like breakthrough goes right back to our to biblical times. So one of the things I was pondering is when Adam and Eve eat the apple, and the first thing they do is pass the buck. When God asks Adam, "What did you do?" He says, "Well, the woman you put here with me, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it." Then the Lord goes to the woman and says, "What is this you have done?" And the woman says, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." So those are the first moments where, you know, this the mythology, or the if, however you look at the Bible, I like to look at it as stories that that explain to us what life is about and what we do in life and how we live our lives. And this is the first thing that we do. We pass the buck. Well, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
It's the serpent's fault.
He made me do it. The serpent made me
do it. The serpent made me do it. And then Eve made me do it. Right? So we start our lives. The moment there's an awakening, we use our intellect to blame, right? It's just such a lazy use of the intellect instead of, well, I made this choice and I ate it.
Yeah.
It's not whether I was deceived or not, or, you know, how could there be deception? I mean, God told us not to eat of the apple, and yet we ate. And when we eat of the apple, the minute we do that, we're naked and we don't take responsibility. It's almost like the moment we come into life, you know, we're naked, and then we learn that there's fault everywhere. That someone is to blame for something and we don't take responsibility. And one of the greatest freedoms is in taking responsibility. You can see even in the Bible, the complexity develops immediately. If I'm going to start blaming the serpent, or I'm going to blame someone else for doing, for causing me to do something, but I'm the one who chose to do it, then we're already getting into a very complicated way of looking at things.
Yeah.
But it's also very lazy. When it's simply, I ate it. That's the choice I made. It's not because of something. So we look at all of our excuses and we start to see that they're based in nothing, when primarily I need to be responsible. And the moment we do this and we're not responsible, to me, we're cursed. We're cursed to constantly feel guilty, to feel shame, and to run around trying to find someone else to pass the buck to. So, you know, when I was 15 years old, I decided I'm not going to pass the buck. It took me a long time not to do it. You know, the lazy use of my mind ended up passing the buck. And it took a while to sit down and go, no, you're making these choices. It has nothing to do with anyone else. And I'm not talking about, you know, physical threat or anything like that. I'm talking about the choices we make in our lives that we turn around and say, somebody else made me do it. Right? You know, and in breakthrough, we take responsibility for our actions. And in that moment, we are liberated.
Yeah.
You know, so. You know, I often think of eating the apple as a moment when all of this complexity or complications of the mind, you know, bring the filters down over our eyes. And we experience, you know, our existential guilt by virtue of our existence. There's not much we can do about that till we start to say, well, guilt is my fear. and my fearful mind, right? That linear mind that takes the past and projects it on the future, and we're not present, because the moment I'm present, I'm just here. There's no thinking. Well, everything seems to be perfect. There's no lack. It's only when I rise up in my mind that I start to experience my lack. Right?
Yeah.
So to me, one of the things you brought up was maybe we should talk about the healing nature of conflict. And this does allude to conflict ending up being healing, in that if we are not catalyzed by something, so in the Bible, God cursed woman, cursed livestock and animals, you'll crawl on your belly and you'll eat dust. There'll be enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers, etc., right? So this conflict will bring us back to paradise. Otherwise, you know, to me, it's like, oh, well, so God does this. He's not an evil God. He's like, okay, the only way they're going to get back to the Garden of Eden is that the conflict will show them where the difficulty is. So you have to be responsible in your life. And responsibility is just being practical. And my responses are mine. They're not caused by you.
Yeah.
How I respond is not because of you. How I respond is because of me. How you respond is because of you. And even then, what is the cause? We're not even aware of the cause.
No.
We're not even certain what the cause is. So we need to have something to catalyze our awareness in respect to, well, what am I doing? What is my action?
Mm.
Am I practical? Or am I living in contracted paranoia, tension? I am ashamed of who I am, rather than, no, here's the experience. This is what is. There is nothing else. But we spend so much time in the mind saying we are a certain way. So how do we figure that out? So that goes back again. I repeat this very often, that when I was a kid, you know, I'd say, how can I see what I cannot see?
Mm.
I need some conflict to show me or to point to what's going on. Otherwise, I'm not going to know there's a conflict.
Yeah, unless you feel it or notice it somehow, how are you going to know?
Exactly. How are you going to know? How are you going to know? So that was my thought for the day, was how it's written so early in our history that, this is what we do. We pass the buck. And I think that's deeply involved in guilt and shame as well. I feel so guilty, instead of, wait a minute, who is actually doing this? Who is actually acting this way? Am I expecting the other to behave a certain way so I could behave properly? Well, who's going to step up first?
Yeah. Right?
Who's going to, that again goes back to passing the buck. I need to be the one. If I want, or what Gandhi said, be the example you want to see in the world.
Yeah.
So how am I going to do that? Well, first I'm going to have to be responsible for my actions and not keep passing it to someone else. I just love that this is in the Bible so early. That it's almost written out. Here it is. This is what we do. If you're going to pass the buck, if you're going to do this, it's not just that you know, eating the apple, okay, that was done. We're going to do those things. We're going to make mistakes. That's part of life. We're going to do things that we have to make mistakes, right? I mean, how am I going to learn if I don't make a mistake? I can't just get up and know rocket science. I need to learn it. And I'm going to make mistakes while I'm learning it.
Yeah.
This work we do in breakthrough. You know, we're constantly shifting and changing things. Were they mistakes before? No. But we are using our intellect in a better and better way as we go along. In tarot, same thing. Using our intellect, you know, when I do tarot on my own is not the same as when I do tarot with other people.
Yeah.
You know, I can see where I need to refine my words, my understanding, explain it better. Does it translate, you know, across cultures? It's beautiful. So there are things that I did 20 years ago I wouldn't do today. So sure, we're going to make mistakes. We're always biting into an apple, looking at it. And then, oh, you know, the moment we bite into that apple, it's like, uh-oh, that didn't work out. And figuring out each part that didn't work out, and we are more practical, but we are responsible for the first action, then, oh, I can find more and more practical action. But if I don't, well, then I go down this very complicated tunnel of blame victim consciousness, right? Mm. Yeah. So what do you think about that?
No, well, I agree totally. It's like the foundations and the fabric of everything and healing, and this is all, yeah, I don't know. I'm just, my mind is blank.
It's blank. But that's always a good place to be too.
Yeah.
The moment you eat the apple as well and the mind goes blank and then you're present.
Yeah.
And then everything is just there until the next conflict. Otherwise, everything's just, that's all there is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or that blank spot can be the rising of something new.
Mm. Yeah. I was just thinking about how sometimes you have so much conflict going on. It's like you don't even notice all the apples. It's like, there's so much conflict happening sometimes in life, like little things and big things all on top of each other. And it's just overwhelming and overloading. And you don't, it's like, how do you start to break it down? How do you start to be practical and work through all the conflict? It's, you know,
it's one by one, because one conflict that you work with, and you begin by taking responsibility. And of course, in our work, you need to be questioned.
Mm.
You know, one of the teachers I used to love, I started reading when I was 12 years old, is Krishnamurti. Mm. And he was always asking, why is this a problem for you?
Yeah.
You know, sexuality, or, you know, what you're eating, or, well, why is this a problem? You know, why do you think you need a prescription?
Mm.
Right? So he gets you started in thinking about, well, we have to always be careful with the question why, because the question why can bring up more defense, just yeah. Like Adam and Eve, right? Why did you do it? Well, it's his fault,
no.
You know, or yeah. It's because I don't have enough time, or it's because,
yeah.
You know, I couldn't do more than I did. And yet that would deconstruct a whole lifetime. If you say to someone, why didn't you do this? Well, because I had all these other things to do.
Hmm.
And I have so much on my plate. And of course, to deconstruct that is massive. Someone might have to go right back to the start and say, what is it that I can just drop off my plate? You know, I just experienced that, you know, just had so much on my plate. And, you know, I have my own healing I want to do for my body. And I just kept thinking, no, I'll just keep going. And I thought, well, when, you know, I'm going to break at some point.
Yeah.
And then finally I was about to break. And that's when I said, no, this has to completely change. So it's almost like rebuilding, you know, how I do things from the bottom up. And it was, it would have looked really difficult, let's say 3 weeks ago, and now it looks easy. I put me first.
Yeah.
So if I'm putting myself first, then I can't talk to you on the phone. If I put myself first, I can't do, you know, 8 to 10 sessions a day. I'm going to do 2 or 4 sessions a day.
Yeah.
You know, I've already done 4 today, you know, starting at 8 in the morning. And here we are chatting. And, you know, I'm looking at it going, well, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. Yeah. Actually, I did 5 already today and I've got one more left. It's like, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm really, this is enough. It's plenty. And the rest of the time, there's enough to do. There's a lot of, you know, working through my body, doing a few things I need to do for my body, doing our podcast, which is an addition. And yes, had to rebuild from the bottom up, but it became so easy when the practical thing was to put myself first. But if I stayed in my mind, it's like, well, what about all these people? And what about money? And what about this? And once I just said, no, it's me first, it all fell into place. The money's fine. The, you know, everything's just fine. You just don't need to make it all in a day. You can make it all over time.
Yeah.
You don't need to make it right now.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in conflict in your body. So, yeah, that can happen, right? We're always passing the buck somewhere. So here I am, you know, living it. At this point in my life, still saying, oh, okay, am I passing the buck somewhere? Well, sure. Yeah, passing the buck to money or passing the buck to time or, oh, I can't work on this in my body because I don't have enough time. Well, sure you don't. You're never going to have enough time till you decide the time is for you first. What are you waiting for to retire one day and you're going to be really old and you won't be able to walk and move and then you're going to relax? No, you got to start now, and you can live till your dying day working, which is fine with me, but not the way I was. I'm completely a different person than I was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, I still have high stress level in my body. It's still over agitated, but it's way different. I can take 2 minutes to say hi to somebody. I can, before it was just, I can't even say, hi, how are you? Because if you start telling me how you are, I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I just need to do what it is I need to do. And that's transforming. I'm able to write to people and say, hi, how you doing? You know, my friends that I don't always say hi to.
Yeah.
And it's fun. I'm like, wow. But just 3 weeks ago, I would have said, how do my friends have time to even say hello, Terri-Ann? I just couldn't figure it out. Right? Well, of course you can't figure it out because they're putting what they enjoy first and putting the rest second. I mean, I'm not saying everyone's doing it, you know, appropriately. People get triggered all the time. But, you know, for me, it's been a massive, massive transformation to put myself first and stop passing the buck to, I have to work, I have to make money, I don't have time. You know, these were all just excuses.
Yeah.
Instead of, and, you know, I was catalyzed many times by me. Who's me? Like, put you first. And many times I'm like, but what does that even mean? You know, I couldn't even figure that out until my body crashed. It just crashed. I couldn't move. And that was the moment I went, oh, that's what it is. It's just being practical with yourself. You're first, everything else is second. And the moment that happened, everything is falling into place. There's still, you know, changes and probably continue changes because life is changing all the time. But it's beautiful just to see it transforming. Whereas before, all I could think of was, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to get through this?
Yeah.
How am I going to get through this the next 10 years? Oh, well, it sounds so ridiculous now. But in the moment, it was, I thought that was reality.
Yeah.
But I had to be catalyzed and catalyzed and catalyzed to finally go, oh,
oh, hello.
Hello, I'm here. I'm alive. Yeah. You know, nothing else matters. And that, you know, that comes up so often. Nothing else matters.
Yeah.
And this is where, you know, through all of this, it brought me up to Adam and Eve, right? They put the blame on something else. I even said to someone, I keep losing more and more time. And I wrote the sentence out because I knew it sounded ridiculous. How can you lose time? How can you gain time? It's just a concept. It's a concept in the linear mind. Because the moment I'm present, there is no time, no space. Just not. It's just not there. But the moment I go into the mind, it's like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. Whereas now it's just, oh, okay. We'll see what comes up next, because there's always something new rising to figure out. But definitely, you know, just beautiful to realize I'm responsible for this body. I'm responsible for this individual. And I cannot be responsible for anyone until I'm responsible for myself. Otherwise, if I disrespect myself and I say, yes, but I'm responsible for you, Eloise, and I'm disrespecting myself, that can't be responsible.
No.
But most of us think it is. Oh, you know, I sacrificed myself for others, etc.
The martyr.
The martyr. Yeah. The martyr. I martyr myself for you, and I think I'm a great example. You're not. Mm. You're a terrible example. Yes, and how often I hear, my kids, I sacrifice for my kids. Well, is this the way you want your kids to live in the future? Oh, absolutely not. Well,
stop being that example.
Why are you teaching them that then?
Yeah.
You know? Oh my God. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Kids don't do what you say, they do what you do. Mm. If you say, I did this for you, now you do for me, the child's going to turn around and do the same.
Yeah.
Well, I did this for you, now you should do this for me. It's crazy. I sacrifice for you. Well, now I sacrifice, you know, somebody who grew up and their parents sacrificed for them. I mean, sacrificed, not sacrifice money. This is ridiculous. You know, we can save money for our kids, of course. But I mean, sacrifice self, taking care of oneself, you know, fulfilling oneself. That sacrifice that is painful to the individual. When you live that way, and then you watch your child get married and they're doing the same for their husband or wife and their child. And then you wonder why they're doing that. It's like, well, you did it. Yeah. You know, it's your legacy. So until they wake up to change it, but they're not going to change it, or they are going to change it. Hopefully they are. And that's why we do the work we do in Breakthrough, in Tarot, and is to be able to look at ourselves and say, okay, I'm ready for the buck to stop here.
Yeah.
I saw it in Adam and Eve. It's been written throughout history. I don't know all the different cultures, I'm not even good at the Bible. I had to look this up, but I knew that this was, you know, part of the Bible. We see it everywhere.
Haven't memorized the whole book.
No, definitely not. But every so often, a story really strikes me.
Yeah.
And it's always, you know, struck me that, you know, they blamed right away the serpent.
Yeah.
You did it. Why is Adam passing the buck to Eve and Eve's passing the buck to the serpent? The most ridiculous answers I ever heard. If my parents tell me something like that, well, I did that because my neighbor did. I'd be like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I look at it myself too. I have no time. Well, that's ridiculous. You have no time. There is no time. It's just how you perceive it, because we see time moving quickly, time moving slowly. You know this better than anyone, and you teach Mindscape. So, you know, bringing in this patterning that, time is always changing for us, depending on our perspective.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's all I wanted to say today.
Cool.
All right, my love. Thank you for always being there for me.
No, thank you for your wisdom.
Thank you, everyone in podcast land and YouTube land and
Instagram
land. Hope you'll be there on Monday. We're giving a free talk. That's Monday, the 17th of May, 2021. We will have many more after that. And you can come to our free talk. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, sweetheart.